Hello and welcome to Zach Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 15, I think. Entourage.
Bonus episode.
Happy mid-February. Entourage. Season 6 episode. Some number that I don't know. Security.
Nine. Briefs. It was 69.
Oh, look at that. Security briefs. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And this, we were so optimistic when we recorded last time for Charlie St. Cloud, when we previewed Entourage, saying that the episode title, Security Briefs, we were like, ooh, he's going to be like in underwear, we're going to have some like sexy Zeph, shirtless Zeph.
Yep.
It is so lame what he is in this episode.
This is definitely a cameo, and not my definition of cameo.
No, it's an actual cameo. You're right. You're 100% right. So for Keanu Club, for another show here on the Cage Club Podcast Network, there was a TV show in, I think, 99 called Action, which lasted 8 episodes or 10 episodes or 12 episodes. It starred Jay Moore. It was on Fox. And It was basically Entourage before there was Entourage. It was about a producer in Hollywood.
I'm going to give my thoughts on Entourage later, but go ahead.
Yeah, we will get to Entourage. It was around for one season, and the only reason I know about it is because in the first episode, Keanu pops up for one scene. And he's in a movie theater, and he's sitting next to a hooker, I think, that Jay Moore brings as his date. And so Keanu's there, There's a few jokes, laugh, and then he's gone. And so we watch an entire episode of Action for that one scene. And here, I couldn't help but think the same thing, that we watched an entire episode of Entourage where literally nothing happens just to get one scene of Zac Efron.
Yeah. So have you ever watched a show before?
I've seen the first 4 or 5 seasons. Not 5, maybe 4 seasons. I saw the first half and I saw the movie.
I was just talking to Zach about this. He said, like, yeah, he's watched it all and he watched, like, the first 5 seasons. And I was like, look, coming from someone who loves shitty television, This is really fucking terrible.
It's bad.
Dude, that show is fucking awful. The acting is so fake. Like, it's just annoying. It's so brotastic. Like, I'm really not a fan. I'm glad that I never actually watched Entourage. I think I've seen maybe 2 episodes. One of them is the one with Kanye West, and they're, like, going to con. Kanye flies them. Dude, this show sucks.
There's one episode in the first season. I don't remember what happens. It's called Busey at the Beach, or Busey and the Beach, with Gary Busey. He's got, like, a beach house. I remember that episode being really good. The only real fond memory I have of Entourage has nothing to do with the TV show. It's for the movie. And when I first saw the trailer for the movie, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the movie. I might have talked about it on here or somewhere else. But the trailer is a trailer for the movie they're making in the movie. It's just weird and crazy and over the top. And I was like, what is going on? Because it looks so, like, generic and bad. And I think that's kind of the point. And then they drop in the trailer, like, you know, from the guys who brought you Medellin and Aquaman, which are 2 movies that they made in early seasons of Entourage.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And so I loved that trailer. The movie, not good. Surprisingly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everybody hated the movie, so you were like my favorite moments from the movie, and I was like, eh.
But we have to give the movie props for having Emily Ratajkowski, Zac Attack number one actress.
Founder.
Yes.
Founder.
Arguably the most important actress in any movie that we've had, because she was there from the beginning.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's still weird. We did watch this whole episode for one scene. Do you want to talk about how terrible this scene was? I do have some pros of it.
The thing that I like the best about this scene is that we finally see a woman acting like we've been wanting women to act in all the Zac Efron
around
movies.
Zeph. Yes. Agreed. I like that because, like, the mom, like, is going ham for Zeph, which, I mean, finally we get somebody, like, actually acting as if they would see him in real life. Definitely agreed. But my favorite part was we finally hit the time change where we're getting Zeph with Bieber hair.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I kind of lost my mind a little bit because they're even making jokes about High School Musical and Ari saying, you know, I got you lined up for College Musical. And so This is him wanting to be like, that's behind me. Like, I'm part of the adult world now. But he still looks like he belongs in these movies that I literally cannot wait to watch in the next, like, 6 weeks or whatever.
Same. This actually just made me, if anything, more amped about how terrible this is going to get.
It's going to be so, so good. So the premise of Zach in this episode is that he's apparently a client of an agent at some other agency. So, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Here, let's take a step back. Let's introduce Entourage, because if you're watching...
I don't want to. Can we?
I'm going to do it in 15 seconds.
Do a tilde of Entourage for me.
Okay, so it's based on Mark Wahlberg's life. Adrian Grenier plays the Mark Wahlberg character. He's got his manager, E. He's got his brother, Drama, who's his chef. And he's got his driver, his friend, Turtle. And they have an agent, Ari, who we see who's kind of the most important character kind of in the show.
I guess,
Ari's got his gay assistant, Lloyd, who I told you was the best character on the show. In this episode, he's just whiny and bad. Like, it's not... Like, this is not a good Lloyd. So if you don't know the show, this is not a good example of Lloyd.
Okay.
And that's the premise. So it's just them... Them making movies, them broing out. Every season, it's the same thing every year, that they make a movie, it's not going well, you know, there's downsides, they're not sure that it's going to make money at the box office. Literally every season, from what I remember, ends well. Like, there's always hope. It's just like, hey, if you're hanging out with your bros, life's going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty lame.
And so the premise of this episode is that Zeph is the client of an agent from another agency. And that guy got a promotion or something? Ari somehow managed to steal Zeph away. And so there's like a conference call between Zeph's old agent, Ari, and Zeph. And there's some jokes in there or whatever. Considering Zeph is never in another episode of Entourage, I guess it's just assumed that he's just Ari's client forever?
Yeah, I guess. That's what it made it seem like. It would have been way cooler if he would have, like, actually been in the episode, or, like, we would see him later. He, like, comes back. So, okay, so one of my problems with this show is that I hate shows where, like, half the people are actors, and then half the people are actors acting as someone else.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, this, like, faux reality type situation, it really drives me nuts. My brain doesn't like it, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, so you have Zac Efron, and you're like, okay, cool. And then whoever the dude Ari Gold is, you're like, you're an actor, too. And he's like, no, I'm his agent. And you're like, no, you're an actor. Yeah, my brain hates it.
And there's also, I completely forgot, which is weird timing, because right now I'm watching The Sopranos, but I forgot that Jamie Lynn Sigler plays herself as Turtle's girlfriend in the show. And so there's that plot at the subplot at the end of the episode where Turtle's at college, I guess, going back to school.
Yeah.
And there's the girls talking about how they stole his underwear.
Well, that's like, the whole premise of the... No, this is the whole premise of the episode. They need more security because they have a creepy stalker that broke in and stole all of his underwear. And that's like this whole, like, you know, they need all this...
Okay.
This is what this is, yeah. So this is why they have all this creepy
Those
security.
Russian guys.
All the Russian guys aren't
the guy
doing
from
anything.
Prison Break.
Yeah! By the way, yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome. I was really stoked that I saw him, but he plays like a weird fake Russian gangster
yeah.
I guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so they have them and they're like really worried about being stalked, and like the girls are just giggling at, what's his name, the chubby one?
Turtle.
Yeah, him. And then like it turns out, spoiler alert, that it was just like this sorority that stole the underwear, and although he wants to go to the porn store and beat up the creepy porn checkout guy, it wasn't him either, so...
It's all weird, and, like...
It's a lame premise, dude. This whole fucking... This is fucking terrible.
What is so weird about this episode is they give no shits. If you've never seen an episode before, you have no idea what's going on. Like, they're just in the midst of everything. They don't set anything up, but also nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like, what's...
I mean, like, I get that. I respect that. I don't want, like, Breaking Bad to introduce me to Walt every fucking time I watch an episode. But at the same time, it's like, the episodes weren't fucking stupid either, so...
It's so weird. Like, the plot of this episode is that Vinny Chase, the main guy, has to go get fitted for clothes for a movie, and then he just ends up banging the girl who's fitting him the clothes. That's the whole thing in the movie. Or that's the whole thing in the episode. That he just goes and gets, like, measured, brings her back to his house, and they have sex. Like, that's his arc. Then we have E, who's always with a really hot girlfriend, and she thinks that...
By the way, that girl looks creepily young. She's, like, 14 in this episode.
So E, like, in the show and in the movie... There's this girl named Sloane who's, like, his one true love, and this is not Sloane, this is some other girl. But he's always getting, like, the hottest girls. So he wakes up,
okay.
She's, like, suspicious of him, and that's his whole plot. And then Drama is just in battery acid makeup.
This is
makeup.
Weird, too. He's, like, he's in this battery acid makeup, but, like, nobody around him seems to notice. And I don't know if that's hyper-realistic for LA or if that's not realistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you see a dude that has, like, a big mark on his face and everybody's like, it's cool, maybe he just got scarred.
It's real weird. And his arc is that he's got this battery acid makeup on for a shoot. He doesn't want to take it off.
And he can't take it off.
And then he goes
can't take it off.
And he goes to the porn store.
Because he has to shoot again.
And apparently had a fling with the girl there at one point, and then maybe is going to beat up a guy. And then Turtle just had his Fruit Loops stolen, had his underwear stolen, and he goes to class. And that's 24 minutes. Like, that's just that's how you make a half hour of television, apparently. Because there's nothing happening. Like, it's crazy how little happens.
Yeah, this one was... I don't get it. I don't think I'll ever get it, because I'll never watch this show. I'm glad that I didn't. That's just reaffirmed that was, like, a really good decision on my part. All the time that people used to tell me that Entourage was, like, this greatest, hilarious show all the time.
Ugh.
When it was on, I'm glad that I never succumbed to that.
Well, so it started, I think, in, like, 2004-ish. So I was 16, 17. So, like, it was cool then. Back then, I was dumb. And I was just like, oh, I can watch a show where there's, like, guys being cool and there's beautiful women around. And
these guys aren't cool.
I know, but, like, when you're 16, they maybe are. I don't know.
Okay.
It's easier to fool. Like this is...
Yeah, you're right. When you're young and impressionable, maybe you would have bit on it more. Agreed. Okay.
It's rough. It's a rough one. The only line that I wrote down in this entire episode is that when Lloyd, Ari's gay assistant, who I said is the best character on the show, but doesn't have much to do here, when he hears about Zac Efron, he says, oh, good God, abs alert. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That's a pretty good little shot at Zac,
And then the whole thing with Zac is that they're pitching merchandise ideas, throw around the idea of like a shirtless lunchbox.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's pretty funny. I laughed at this only because I like Zeph, not
right,
because
yeah, no, that's the only
the
reason. And like,
funny.
There's so at the he's just like shopping around some clothing store, and he's on the phone with Ari and the other agent. And then there is the woman who's like fawning over him, and her daughter like.
But she's trying to like feign it like it's like it's for her daughter, but it's not. It's just her being like super lusty.
She's super thirsty for Zeph, and she's like, "I would buy that lunchbox." And then her daughter is so embarrassed by her mom's behavior, which I guess. Given the age of the daughter, who's probably, like, 8, and the mom, who's probably, like, 35, 40, like, it makes sense. Like, I mean, she's over the top, but, like, you know, the girl's too young to really sort of have, like, a super crush on Zeph, and the mom is like, you know, if my daughter's watching
super
High School
lusty.
Musical, like, I'm gonna want this guy.
Yeah, I guess. Never mind. I don't wish I would have that power that Zeph had on older women. I'll just cause myself so much more trouble. But, yeah, that's awesome, yeah. That you summed it up. I think I don't have much more to say about the episode. We could have at least got a scene to see what car he sends him or something. Because he asked for a car, but no, we got nothing. This was literally shot one scene.
Yeah. It took Zeph probably, like, there's no hair or makeup, really. I mean, like, he probably was in and out in, like, an afternoon and probably got paid, like, a bunch of money.
You think so? I guess Entourage was making a ton of money back
probably.
Then, so.
I don't know if you watched, this is on HBO Go, so you can watch this if you want. I mean, don't watch it. But there's also, for every episode, there is a preview, like, if you watch the previous one, you can say, like, next week on Entourage. And Zeph's not in it, and there's no mention of Zeph in the episode, in the little preview. So I was thinking...
Yeah, this is a true cameo, dude.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if we should watch that for this, but, like, it's not worth watching. Like, it's awful. And also, what was strange, though, is because when we looked up this episode on IMDb for the summary, we saw, like, his name is in there. So, like, maybe that's
and
just
it's,
to
like,
remind
high up,
people
right?
what
you
episode?
Mentioned it being, like, pretty, like, highly ranked. You were like, oh, yeah, he's, like, ranked number 2 in this. And they usually kind of rank them by, like, airtime, I guess?
Yeah.
I thought so,
but I guess, like, the whole thing is that, like, everybody else who's on screen is a regular. Like, there's nobody else that, like, there's, I guess, the porn store girl, and there's E's girlfriend, and then there's the guy from Prison
gaggle
Break.
Of women.
Yeah, but, like, they're all, like, they're in it less than he is, so, I mean, oh, God, it's just, whew.
Yeah.
I was glad that, you know, I mean, it's a minor victory, but I was glad this episode was, like, 24 minutes instead of, like, 30, so we had, like, six minutes less to watch.
I mean, it's better than the fucking liberal arts one where we watched, like, 2 hours
for
of a fucking
minutes.
Ted Mosby wet dream.
Yep. It's, it's not
good.
That's
all I got to say about it.
We do have, I think we had this discussion on air. There's a bunch of other TV episodes that he did sort of leading up to Entourage. So the Entourage, this episode came out in 2009. He was in a bunch of other shows, like, for one episode between 2002 and 2006. So maybe we'll do more of these as bonus mid-month things. I don't even know if it's worth it, though. I mean, I guess it's going to be hit or miss. If he's like a legitimate cameo, like they need his help on.
Yeah, we should screen it. We'll pre-screen it and find like some like legit cameo ones. Because this one, I'm sorry.
But the next movie that we're doing, the next episode, the March 1st episode, is Zephantine Again, which we are
Zephantine Again. I'm stoked
so
for
excited.
It.
We need to do our game of how do you think he will cry and how do you think he'll be shirtless.
Did we already watch the trailer? No, we didn't. So we could do it now.
No, but we don't do the trailer. Right? We watch the trailer
after the movie.
While we record that episode.
Okay, cool. Shirtless.
Okay, so the movie is about, I think it's Matthew Perry, sort of does like...
Don't tell me too much about what it's about. Just give me like the briefest summary.
Well, Matthew Perry wants to be young again, and so he wishes upon like a wish or whatever, and wakes up as Zeph.
That's right.
And so I think the obvious thing for shirtless is that he's gonna be like, I'm this young hot guy, let me check myself
out
in the
mirror. What's this movie was the movie with fucking Lindsay Lohan. It's the exact same movie, right?
No, because they switched bodies. This is a reverse Big situation.
What?
You know the movie Big with Tom Hanks where he's a little kid and he wants to become Big? It's a reverse Big.
Yeah.
So instead of going from young to old, he goes from old to young.
Okay, so they don't switch bodies.
No.
He just becomes young Zeph.
Yes. There's also...
Well, he lucked out. If his genie was a dick, he could have been like Ron Weasley or something. Okay.
There's also a Keanu movie called... Oh, God. There's a Keanu movie where literally the same thing happens. That it's a guy wants to be young and wishes... Oh, it's called Young Again.
Well, there you go.
It was a Walt Nailed Disney it. TV show, something, that became... It was like a, you know, sort of like a special of the week kind of thing. And one episode, he was just young again. So it's literally the same thing where it's just an old guy fed up of being old, or I mean, like 40 years old or whatever, wants to be back in high school and it wishes and becomes Zeph. So, I mean, you're right. Like, that's a pretty sweet genie.
Yeah. He got lucked out, man. It's going to went way worse.
So I think he's going to be shirtless by checking himself out in the mirror. Like, let me check out what my new young body looks like.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty easy. I think that he is going to shrink and have to get new clothes because he's now fit and 17.
Okay. I think we're going to get a lot of shirtless Zeph in this.
I think we're going to get a lot of shirtless Zeph.
Do you think he's
going
to cry?
Yeah. I think he's going to like miss his old like life and wife if he has one and like kids and stuff, and then he's going to cry and like try to change back. There will be some crying in this one, I feel like.
You got to hope. I mean, fingers crossed for that. Let me check the mailbag. As of this morning, we didn't have any mail. Really, really getting disappointed by our listenership not sending us hate mail.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully we'll get some hate mail about how bad this episode was.
God, but it's not our fault.
It's not. I didn't make this show. Fuck that. I didn't.
No, there's no mail. Email us at zackattack@cageclub.me.
Send dick pics to Joey.
Send whatever you
dick
want.
Dick pics to Joey. Or just memes. Like, if you have some dank memes, I mean, like, I find a lot of good Zeph memes that I send to Joey. So if you have some dank Zeph memes... Then, send them off. And maybe I'll send you some dank Zeph memes back. I think that's a fair trade.
What's top? Raindrop, crop top? What's the thing? What did we just post?
Oh, fuck. I forget what it was.
Raindrop, drop top, Zac Efron with some cops in crop top.
In a crop top.
From Turtle
Grandpa. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
We can't even play our other game of, like, the autocomplete Google game, because if you type in Entourage Zac Efron or Zac Efron Entourage,
just
nothing else
episode.
Comes up. No, it's just that. Like, it's just, there's nobody else searching
Dead.
For it.
Oh, okay.
All of our fun bonus features,
we've
all
succeeded.
Of our games, we can't
do
it.
It's okay. We're going to get some new movies coming out this summer and stuff. There'll be some genuinely awesome bonuses coming out, I promise.
Baywatch,
yeah.
The masterpiece.
Yeah.
We've got some Zeph. I mean, next month is going to be good because it's Zephantine again. And then we've got April, which is the 3 High School Musical movies. So, I mean, like, we can't ask for more than that. And then we've got Me and Orson Welles, which could be our last actually good movie. And then we have Hairspray.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we've got a pretty powerhouse next 3 or 4 months. So, I mean, this is...
I'm looking forward to it, so...
And then we got a whole lot of TV movies. So, I mean, like, it's real... I don't even know...
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be a disaster.
I love TV movies, though. No, I love TV... I mean, like, I'll like them better than this. I will take a Zeph TV movie over another episode of Entourage any day in my life.
Oh, me too. You have anything else to say about Entourage? Because I don't.
No, I don't want to talk about it ever again.
Cool. Me neither. So, for all things Zac Attack... You can go to cageclub.me or facebook.com/cageclub. You can see all the episodes we've done. They're all longer than this. They're all better than this. I blame Doug Ellis. I blame Mark Wahlberg. I blame everyone in Entourage.
Yeah, fuck Mark Wahlberg. Seriously.
Ugh, so this is rough, so I appreciate you. If you listen to it, these like 15 minutes or whatever this is going to wind up being, thank you for getting through it. We'll see you next time on Zach Attack. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too.
And we'll see you next time on Zach Attack.